Pulp horror writer Howard Phillips Lovecraft was born in 1890 in Providence, Rhode Island. He lived there most of his life before dying of cancer at the age of 46. Lovecraft published dozens of stories and short novels. They were featured in old newsstand pulps, including Amazing Stories, Weird Tales, and Astounding Stories. But only two works appeared as books during his lifetime. This month, the prestigious Library of America has brought out an 800-page volume of Lovecraft's work. Alan Chews has a review.
Thanks to the efforts of such writers as Joyce Carol Oates and Stephen King, we're now living in a literary world in which gothic and supernatural and horror fiction has been elevated to the ranks of the seriously readable. So it's not surprising that H.P. Lovecraft would find a new and prominent place in public view. And now that we're a little more sophisticated, right, we can see that Lovecraft's particular strain of American fiction began with Poe and Hawthorne, writers to whom he alludes now and then. In At the Mountains of Madness, one of the several hundred-plus page novellas included in this volume, Lovecraft, in fact, invokes Poe's odd masterwork, The Narrative of A. Gordon Pym, and concludes his story with the cries of the strange Antarctic birds that fly overhead in Poe's spectacular and unclassifiable piece of work, To Kaylee Lee, To Kaylee Lee. In most of Lovecraft's work, in fact, the governing technique appears to be quite poetic, the continual deployment of a single effect, a descent into a cavern or grave or underworld that yields hideous, a favorite Lovecraft modifier, sights, and this sustains a mood or overwhelming feeling of the horrific sublime. Lovecraft's plots also remain pretty much alike. A seeker after the unknown digs deep into research about the past of a region or town and ends up with much more than he bargained for. It's true that Lovecraft himself can get quite hideous when he describes his horrible sights. Bigger than a barn, a New England farmer describes a monster from outer space in the story called The Dunwich Horror, all made of squirming ropes, whole thing sort of shaped like hen's egg, bigger than anything, with dozens of legs like hogsheads that half shut up when they step, nothing solid about it, all like jelly. If such matters don't turn you off, you may be ready yourself to allow the gawky adolescent in you to emerge and begin your descent into the collected work of Howard Phillips Lovecraft.
The book is The Library of America's volume of Lovecraft's Tales. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.